The British supergroup Smokey will be touring South Africa from the 18th to the 22nd of September as part of their 45th anniversary tour. I'm talking to Steve Pennell, the drummer of Smokey. Steve, why would you say Smokey is so popular in South Africa?
Smokey are popular in South Africa. I mean, really, all over the world. But South Africa especially, because I think the people in South Africa, they love songs that they can sing along to. You know, they love that sort of, you know, good melodies, nice lyrics. And that's one thing about our songs. You can walk down the street whistling them or singing them and things like that. And it's just easy listening to music. And the good thing for us is that it's been timeless music. People still enjoy them as much today as they did in the 70s and 80s and 90s. It's just as successful and popular as it is. You know, the record company will release a new compilation album and they sell really well, you know, and that can only be going out to a new generation of the public, you know, and even kids and things, you know. It's amazing.
How do you, as a drummer, prepare for a tour like this?
Well, I'm actually doing that now. I get my sticks out and I get a practice pad and I just keep the wrists going. And then, when I'm at home, I'm actually in Spain at the moment. But I am preparing for the tour that's coming up in South Africa and in Australia. And it's just keeping the joints flexible and things like that. When I'm at home, I've got a kit, an electronic kit that I play more or less every day. And it's just just limbering up and working along with a metronome, trying to keep the timing and things like that. So that's how it goes, you know.
Are you going to find time to play some golf here in South Africa?
Well, that's a thought. I've definitely thought, I am thinking about it. I'll have to bring my clubs over because I might have a little bit of time at the end of the tour. And I did play actually there at Silver Lakes with Ernie Els many years ago. And I wish I could do that again. But that was in Pretoria. And so, I would love to get back over there and play golf. Music is the first thing, but I am a fanatical golfer as well. I don't play quite as good as I used to, but I'm still off 7 handicaps, so I'm not doing too bad.
Apart from South Africa, what is your favorite country to tour in?
Apart from South Africa, well, I'd have to say, because it's so far away, and the crowds are really good there as well, Australia is a great country to tour in. But then there's some countries in Europe, like Sweden, Norway, Denmark. They're fabulous countries. Denmark's got a great summer outdoor season of festivals and things like that. But because we're doing South Africa and then we come back for a few days and then going to Australia, this is like Christmas come early for me because I'm looking forward to them both.
What is your favourite Smokey song?
Well, the top song has to be Living Next Door to Alice. All over the world, really. I mean, that was such a massive hit in 1977. And then it was obviously re-recorded with some different cheeky lyrics that we did it with a comedian in England. And that was in 1995, which was the third biggest selling single of 1995 behind Mr. Bombastic Shaggy and Fairground by Simply Red. It was the third biggest selling single of that year. So all together, both times, I think it sold about 16 million copies. 16, yeah.
Do you have a message for South African fans?
We're coming to South Africa and I'm coming over on, I think, September the 15th to do a bit of promotion. And I'm looking forward to it so much because we've been coming to South Africa since 1993. And in those days, people who say, oh, well, you might go once, you might go twice. I think this is our 15th or 16th time or something. It's just unbelievable. So the atmosphere is great. And every time we come, and then we come away after finishing, you just think, wow, how good was that, you know? So it's just, we were there a year gone December, and here we are again, coming in September, you know? So looking forward to seeing everybody there.
Are there any new artists or bands that you are excited about currently?
Oh, it's very difficult. You know, artists nowadays, they don't seem to have the longevity that they did years ago. And so there's something comes on the scene, you think, oh, that's good, you know. And then it's gone again. And then someone else pops up, or the lead singer forms a new band. So it's difficult. But I just like all sorts of music. You know, it doesn't, you know, if it's done well, played well, that's what I like, you know. I like, although I'm rock and roll, I like jazz funk as well. Nothing immediately steps out and hits me, you know. But going back in time, obviously, one of the biggest things for me, living through Queen, because I thought Freddie Mercury was unbelievable, you know. So, but yeah, there's nothing actually I could just say, well, that's, you know, the best what's going around at the moment, really.
How many albums of Smokey have been released?
Well, it's difficult to tell because the record companies make so many compilation albums. You know, we've been making albums, obviously, since 1975. But then after, you know, a few years, they make compilations of those, and the next one goes out and they make compilations again. And we hear albums going out and we get royalties for them, and we don't even know they've been released. So we couldn't actually put a number on it, but I would say it's probably, well, it would be over 30-35 albums.
How many years have you been in the music industry?
Oh, in the music industry, I've been, let's see, how old am I now? Too old. About 1968, I started in the times of the fantastic music of the 60s, and I was watching all my idols on Top of the Pops in England and things, and then later on in life you get to meet them all, and that was one of the biggest buzz of my career, meeting all the acts that I used to see on Top of the Pops. And then we started to do Top of the Pops, and it was even better, you know. So so in the music industry for a lot of years now.
How many years were you a drum player for Smokey?
I've been a drummer for Smokey. I did a few things before I joined, but as a session man. And so I joined in 1987, but I'd been doing a few things before that, and with Chris Norman, who was the singer at that time. I did a few tours with him as well when he went solo. And so you could say mid-80s, yeah.